This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark. Committed to providing excellent customer experiences and leading-edge products and services to its farmer-owned member cooperatives and retailers. I'm Dustin Huffman. The global trade landscape is once again weighing heavily on American ag. Tariffs, retaliatory fees, and stalled negotiations with key trading partners have created fresh uncertainty for farmers and agribusinesses alike. Export-dependent sectors are feeling the squeeze as market access becomes a bargaining chip in larger economic battles. Soybeans and pork are facing renewed headwinds as international buyers hesitate or shift sourcing. At the same time, dairy producers are being hit from multiple sides as trade tensions ripple through global supply chains. Even though the U.S. continues to hold the price advantage in certain commodities, the broader volatility and lack of consistent trade policy are making it difficult for producers to plan with confidence. We're going to take a look at how this is affecting the dairy industry even more closely right after this.
GrowMark has been committed to delivering the products you need from people you trust since 1927. As an agricultural cooperative serving almost 400,000 customers across North America, GrowMark provides agronomy, energy, facility engineering, and construction, along with logistics products and services, coupled with grain marketing and risk management opportunities. Whether you are a member of the GrowMark system or a wholesale customer, you can count on GrowMark to provide an exceptional experience with each and every transaction.
Uncertainty is also shaping how the U.S. approaches its closest neighbors. The United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, which replaced NAFTA during President Trump's first term, is set for review next year. The three member nations could even begin talks sooner if one of them initiates. Among the many trade issues expected to surface, dairy remains one of the most sensitive. Canada's supply management system and import limits have long frustrated American dairy exporters, creating friction that never fully went away even after USMCA took effect. Even before those talks get underway, the dairy industry is already feeling the strain of today's trade environment. Tariffs and barriers are driving up costs and slowing the flow of products across borders, putting pressure not only on farmers but also processors who depend on export markets to grow. Cheryl Meschke is president and CEO of the Associated Milk Producers Incorporated, AMPI, says those challenges are real for a company that's worked hard to expand its international reach.
Yeah, I think it's important to step back and do the real life look at tariffs. So though we're primarily a domestic company selling about 95% of our products in our borders, we made a very pointed move in 2020 to grow that export portion because we know about 18% of milk is leaving our borders and we needed a piece of that growth. So that now is done primarily through our Portage, Wisconsin facility where we focused on value-added exports. So not the cheapest, but honing those relationships with countries and in-house distributors and in-market distributors. And so things like slice on slice, shred, and that consistent need that they will have for those value-added products.
Meschke says those export connections did not happen overnight. AMPI has spent years cultivating trust and reliability with international buyers, investing heavily to build markets that can return more value to the farm gate. But she adds that ongoing tariff battles and political uncertainty threaten to undo that progress, putting both processors and producers in a vulnerable position as they work to keep trade relationships intact.
You know, we understand the need to level this trade playing field and really support that. But there's a real urgency to defining these relationships. We've worked since 2020. Some have worked decades to build these trade relationships. And we just can't afford, the dairy farmer can't afford, for those to be dismantled.
For now, dairy producers and processors alike are left waiting to see how the next round of trade decisions will unfold. We have much more on this at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.